Simen, Shin Yud Zayin, Hilchas Kosher. In Kshir Vaniva B'Shabbos, through Aleph, Sif Aleph, through Sif Gimel Bezer Hashem Yisborah. The Mechaber says, HaKosher Kesher Shal Kayombo, Kumayis Uman, Chayiv. Kiyoin Kesher Gmam, Kesher Saponim, Kesher Yisus, Mino Lassandish, Kesher Neratzan, Shabbos Yosin. V'chein Kol Kiyit Zubitaya. But HaKosher Kesher Shal Kayombo, Ve'enu Mayis Uman, that is Potter. Now, as the mission we saw in the Sugyo, and as the Mishnah Berurah is makdim in his Akdama to the Simen, the Maimar Muzgar, the Ramchal says in Derech Hashem, says it's not Shaykh. The reason why I thought of it now is because I know the certain Mashgiach that I hear his Vad, that he always uses this as the Mashal. To remember every single prat of the halachas of kosher, it's hard. Once you know the klalim, then everything else will just fit in. The kosher should fit into the klalim. Once you know, there's two klalim, ma'aseh u'min, kesher kayam, it's amazing, everything fits in. That's the best thing that Ramchal says in Derech Hashem, that to know all the pratim is of everything is impossible. There's no way that you can know every single prat. There's always things that are established, always things that come up, always things you never thought about beforehand. As long as you know the klal, that's what we're shooting for, to know the klalim. Once you know the klalim, then Beis Hashem, we will be able to fit all the pratim in. The Maitre says there's machlokes in the Rif, the Rambam, and Rashi, and the Rosh. The Rif and the Rambam, they hold that the only time you're chayiv is dafka when you have a kesher shal kayoma and a ma'aseh u'man. Rashi and the Rosh are chaylik, and they hold that you do not need a ma'aseh u'man to be mechuyiv, only a kesher shal kayoma. A whole meal, that a kesher shal kayoma, l'kuli alma, you need to be mechuyiv. But even in that, we found that this machlokes, like the Prima Godem is Masber, L'chor the Mishnah Berurah goes like this also, the Bir Halachi brings it down, that there's a difference between the Rambam and the Rif and Rashi and the Rosh with regard to Kesher Shal Kayoma. What's next of a Kesher Shal Kayoma? The Hainu, we saw in Rashi that there's, since the only Tanai that we have is the Kesher Shal Kayoma, there is no other Tanai. In Mamele, the three Chalukim that the Gemara makes are all in the number of days of the Kesher, whether or not it's considered Kesher Shal Kayoma. You have a Kesher Shal Kayoma which is considered, which your Das is to leave it forever, whatever forever means, either more than a month or more than, or forever, or whatever, however you define the oilam. And then you have a kesher which is also midar abanan, because it's not just meant to be taken out today, it's meant to be left for a certain amount of time, a week, 2 weeks, a month. And then you have the third kesher which is meant to be taken out right away, either up to a week, or everybody agrees the chera that if it's that day, that's a kesher which is mutar lechatchila. As opposed to the Rambam on the other hand, learns that there's only two chalukim. There's only kesher shal kayoma and not kesher shal kayoma. Kesher Shal Kayoma means that it's meant to stay l'chera, the way the Mishnah Berurah learns all the forever. And Kesher Shal Kayoma means that as long as it's not meant to stay forever, then that is b'seder. That's not considered a Kesher Shal Kayoma. Now, with regard to what's considered a Kesher Shal Kayoma, what is l'maisa, the defining factor as whether or not it's considered a Kesher Shal Kayoma? How long does a person have to have in mind for? The Mishnah Berurah says quite clearly a number of times, including in his Akdama. He says, "Deimu kesher kiyama kain shadarke sheikaf la'olam dahainu sheinu koytziv zman bedaitei la'atirei hu kesher she'osin l'iskayim tamid." That you didn't think about when you're taking it out. It's a kesher which is made. It's the type of kesher which is made to last forever, and you did not have a specific time to take it out. That is the kesher kiyama that you're mechuyev for midaraisa. Mitzad Sheni, if you look at the Taz, when he's being mazed with the Shita of the Rambam, the Taz is not that way. The Taz says that as long as it's Eimid L'Yiskayim more than one day, that's already considered a Kesher Shal Kayoma. That L'Chor, according to the Rambam, if it's Ma'aseh U'min, you're going to be Chuyah for it. Chuyah Midaraisa. That is Kesher Shal Kayoma. L'Chor, L'Chor, L'Fum Riyata, that would seem to be quite a Chiddush. That's considered a Kesher Shal Kayoma, and that you're... How long is it? More than a day, which we don't even know what a day means. Does it mean till nightfall? Does it mean till Shkia? Till Tate? 24 hours? Zichru, more than 24 hours, it's not. Anything more than 24 hours is already considered a Kesher Shal Kayoma according to the Rambam. Now, the truth is that the Rambam never says, like Rabbi Goldstein pointed out, the Rambam never says, like Rashi. Rambam never says, She'enu Asi Lahater, She'enu Matir La'ilam. Is the lashon of Rashi. Einu matir la'olam. When the Rambam is being ma'amid or a kesher kiyama, he just says it has to be a kesher which is in the sky. But he doesn't say Lashon of La'olam. It's just La'olam. So it's very straight to say that La'olam means more than a day. La'olam can mean La'olam Shal Yovel. It can mean after a month, maybe even. But to say that means after a day, that's a big chiddush. But the Rambam never said that. It's Asu Yiskayim. It's meant something which is meant to take out that day. That's in Asu Yiskayim. Something which is meant to leave for more than a day. That's ready. Asu Yiskayim. Right, but Lamaisa, it's L'chur, it's still a chiddush, because the Pashtus of the Gemara, L'chur, at least the way Rashi learned, which is maybe not the Sharia, but the Pashtus of the Gemara is that when the Gemara asks that the Kesher that you put on the Gemalim and the Tzfonim, on the Svinis, that the Gemara says that if it's not the Kesher which is mamash attached to the Gemal, or the boat, rather it's the rope which is attached to that ring, so that's L'chur, a Kesher which is Einish Al-Kayama. That was always talking about that it was going to be taken out within 24 hours according to the Rambam. Rashi says the normal thing is to leave it there for a week or 2 weeks. As Machlekes Metzias, of how long he left it for. Not only that, the Gemara on Ayin Dalet Amud Beis, when the Gemara tried to figure out what do we have kosher in the Mishkan, the Gemara says she came kosher in Yesedus HaMishkan. They were kosher the chavalim to the Yesedus to tie down the Mishkan. The Gemara says, what do you mean? That's Ein Osel Yiskayim. It's Osel Lahater. Rashi says it's Ein Osel Yiskayim. It's Osel Lahater. There was Osel Lahater within 24 hours. By the Mishkan, Zichur wasn't only the Skarim Ba'ilam, but for 24 hours, there. Agav. Save his man, Allah. Bashar would have my head for saying that. The Pashas Masay, it talks about Api Hashem Yachno, Api Hashem Yisod. And the Tzvornei says, it's actually in Pashas Ba'alechim, he says that sometimes they would be in the same one place, they traveled 42 times. Sometimes they would be in a place for one day, and it's a geshmaka place that Mamash had all their amenities, whatever they needed. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu would tell them the next day, they said, pack up and go. And sometimes they'd be in place for a week, and it's terrible, and this howling of the animals, and who knows what, and there's no food, no nothing. And another week, and 2 weeks, and a year, and 5 years. And they could be there for who knows how long. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to put them in each place till they're misaki in whatever place was supposed to be. There were places that in Chaim they went after one day. There were places that went after 20 years. But this is a big yisay. People should know. Wherever HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts a person, he's there for a reason. You end up in a certain place. You have to realize that you ended up in that place for a reason. And even though you don't, might not see that reason, you don't know why you're there. Then, if you could change it, Beseder, this is what they're talking about. If you can't change it, there's no reason to be a grump. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will put you there for a reason. Make the best of the situation. You're supposed to be whatever it is, be milder than Yitzhaitis, whatever Klal Yisrael has to do in that place. Maybe that's
Yitzhaitis.
That was the Shaila. What's considered over here? Very good. Is that considered? Sometimes in a Hanam Leitachim went after one day. So Ken Zayin, that's the Yisrael of why it's considered Einish Al-Kayama. Because they never knew when they were being kosher that it was going to be for more than a day. It could be that Kadosh Baruch Hu would tell them they set up shop at night, they pitch their tents at night, and in the morning Kadosh Baruch Hu tells them to go. The Meila, that's considered L'chur, that would be for the Rambam, what the word is, why it's considered Al-Pi Hashem Yachan, Al-Pi Hashem Yisrael. It's not considered as if it's also L'Iskayim at all. L'maisa, La'aloch L'maisa, it seems that the Mishnah Berurah is not choshish for this taz. Kama v'kama pamim, the Mishnah Berurah says that the only time that it's considered also the Iskayim, the Chur of the Mashmaris is Sai in the Rambam, Sai Vidas Rashi, is Dafkif's also the Iskayim, Todir, and Memela, more than one day, would not be considered also the Iskayim. Likewise, the Mashmaris of the Mishnah Berurah is also not like the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham brings down Rabbeinu Yeruchim that if you tie something for half a year, that's already considered a Kesher Shokayama to be Mechuyim Midaraisa according to Rashi, and to have the Tanai of Liskayim according to the Rambam. L'chura, according to the Mishnah Berurah, it's Dafkev, it's also Liskayim Tadir. And I did see the Orach HaShavas brings down a Kesher, somebody has Kesher, a Kesher for Zman Memushach, and on the bottom his Aro is for like a half a year, like the B'siyas, it says B'shein Ben Yeruchim. L'chur, that is like the Magen Avraham, but L'chur, the Pashta says, the Mishnah Berurah says not that way. Mishnah Berurah says, Dafka is also this guy I'm telling you. What's the Nafka Mina La Halacha for us? Saivi says it's going to be also be the Rabbanan. If you have Daf, believe it for a year, it's going to be also be the Rabbanan. The Nafka Mina is, what's the story? B'makim Mitzvah, Ukedim, at certain times that we matter a Kesher, the Rabbanan, B'makim Mitzvah, what's going to be, what's the Halacha over here? For example, if somebody gets Mafta Yerina, and after Mafta Yerina, they want to tie back the cloth stage, tie the cloth with an Aniva. Tie with a Niva, which is meant to stay. If it's a Kesher, which is going to be, that's a Kesher Ken Zayin, which is considered Lizkayim. According to Shitas Rashi, if you say that a half a year is considered also Lizkayim, then this is also Lizkayim. You only open it next year. after a year. L'chur, that would be considered a kesh, which is asli iskayim. And if you hold that that's a daraisa, then there's no heter to tie it. Even makom mitzvah, even if the midah of the oil is to be made when it comes to the sefer Torah, then memela, nevertheless, you, in this case, you would not be able to be mekel. You'd be able to make with sama, a sefer Torah, sama, a novi, which you read every few months, or with maftar, you know, ukedema, you would not be able to be mekel. Masha inkin, if you learn like the Pashat Mishnah Berurah, then you would have a kulam. That's just a masha ba'ama for something, a dugma, which is motzui, that would be an afkamina lahalach. Heard once we said, once again, the Mishnah Berurah is mashma tunukul. It's first of all not like the Taz. The Hainu Kesher Hashem has to be dafka when you're leaving it la'olam. And the second akuda is that it has to be dafka la'olam and 6 months is not considered la'olam. Now, let's say what's considered that it's not also l'iskayim. So, that also we saw, it's considered. That was the machlokes rishonim. Whether or not it's considered, it's already brought down different shitas. Is it dafka 1 day, or is it 3 days, or is it 7 days? Is eino also iskayim? Is also lahatar b'chol yom? That we matar lechatchila. The Mishnah Berurah Lamaisa says that the case is that we matar up until 24 hours. It's a pirim gadim. He says we matar up until 24 hours. The shayla is where does the 24 hours come from? L'chur the svara why we matar, when the Gemara asks by kasheris isha maftei chaluka, the Gemara says pshita because Rashi says also lahatar b'chol yom. The pashat is because we don't see that as a ma'aseh kasher. The reason why it's mutter is because that's the derech l'ishdamshis. She puts on her shirt in the morning, she ties it, and she takes it off at night. We don't look at that as the mice of a chibur, we don't look at it as the mice of a kesher. It's like a button. That's the normal life in Vishnamshis, that's not considered a chibur b'chal. That's if she puts it on in the morning, takes it off at night. What does 24 hours have to do with anything? Where does the shear of 24 hours come from b'chal? B'chur, she puts it on because you tied it at 6 o'clock on Friday afternoon, then you only have till 5:59 the next day on Shabbos afternoon. That is 1 day. The shayla is where does it come from? It's not even a chashash over here off the daraisa. Pashtus is never going to be l'chol pach l'fin mishnah berurah. There's never a chashash daraisa of the person's going to leave it for more than 1 day. More than 1 day, unless he's planning to leave it forever, it's not going to be a daraisa. Where does it come from that chazal were gezer 24 hours? I don't know the answer to the question. However, it seems l'maisa that the mishnah berurah goes that way, which would mean l'halacha l'maisa. That it would seem, I don't know people that are makban this, it would seem that if you tie your shoes in, I don't know if they got up to it, and as if, hey, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that a person should not tie his shoes the regular way that a person ties their shoes if you're planning on leaving it for more than a day. If you're planning on leaving it this month, it's already machshash of Isur der Rabbanan, and therefore, Anival, Gabi Kesher, even though for 1 day we're makel, but for more than 1 day we're not makel. That means if you tie your shoes, Shkia was 737, 732, 736, this week, 737, you tie your shoes at 7:45, and you want to take them out the next day, Spanish Moshes, it's only Darabonin, Savi Darabonin, and you want to take them out the next day at whatever it is, at 8 o'clock, you're not allowed to, it's still, or you tied your shoes on Erev Shabbos, and you tied your shoes, you wouldn't even allowed to tie, l'chur, if you're planning on leaving until after Shabbos. And if you tie your shoes at 5 o'clock on Friday afternoon, and you want to untie them on 5:30 on Shabbos afternoon, you wouldn't be allowed to. If you make your tie Friday night, and you want to untie it afterwards, Friday day, and you want to tie it to Shabbos afternoon, also you wouldn't be allowed to. L'chur, that's what would come out. If you tie your shoes Shabbos morning, and Matzah Shabbos is Shavuos, like it was this year, and you're planning on staying up the whole night, you're not taking out your shoes till the next day at some time after. Also, L'chur, you have more than 24 hours. The loymatzinu that people are makpid on such a thing. So the truth is that to define what's considered a kesher hakayama, Beis Rambam brings down two shitas. There are those that say that it's 1 day, and those that say that it's 7 days. The halacha might have to be paskin. It seems clear. The Biur Halacha later on says in Siv Dalid, he brings a raya. Mizeh sod gadol lahaka b'makom atzerich tafilu yoyz miyemecha lemikush hakayama klal adayin. He says, "B'makom atzerich, you could be mekel that like the mekel shita that up until 7 days is not considered a kesher kayama, and b'meila that means that even though lechatchila one should be machmer for the shitas that hold that it's kesher kayama is only 1 day. Nevertheless, b'makom atzerich, you're able to be mekel that mashma that means he holds that mekel didn't have up until 7 days. You can't be mekel b'makom atzerich if mekel didn't you're machmer like the first shita. Elamai b'makom atzerich, because Yesh makino lemer that shiva yam lemer kishal kayama. You could be samech makal atzerich lechera adavar, which is maybe you could be masmech to this, something which is a little bit more than 24 hours. That's a derech la'olam that you put it on Friday and you take it off Shabbat Shabbos. That's also considered a derech. Then you have maybe you could be makal lechera. That's the meaning of the olam can do money to be makal with such a thing that it wouldn't be considered a problem of a kesher shal kayama, because there are the shittos that hold that you have up until 7 days. La'alacha l'maisa, how do we paskin with regard to machlokes in the Rif and the Rambam and Rashi and the Rosh? So Mechaber clearly kedarkai goes like the Rif and the Rambam, even though there's kama v'kama rishonim that hold not that way. Rashi and the Rosh are just two of them. The Rif holds not that way. There's many numerous rishonim that hold that there's only one tanai of kesher shal kayama. Nevertheless, the Rambam says clearly that we go with the Rif and the Rambam. The Mechaber says clearly we go with the Rif and the Rambam that the only time they're going to be chuyiv is dafka when it's kesher shal kayama and the ma'aseh umah. There are more. There's three nafkaminas between the Rif and the Rambam and Rashi and the Rosh. The first nafkamina is if it's just a kesher shal kayama, not a ma'aseh umah. According to the Rambam, it's asur midaraisa. According to Rashi, it's asur midaraisa. If it's not a kesher shal kayama and it is a ma'aseh umah, it's mamash on a kesher shal kayama. And it is a ma'aseh uman. It's also lahatir b'chol yom. According to Rambam, also it's also midrabban. According to Rashi, it's motor lechatchila. Now, if it's also lahatir ma'aseh uman, and it's not a kesher shokayama, or a kesher shokayama of a derabbanan, and it's not a ma'aseh uman, would be another one. If you're planning on leaving it for 7 days, according to Rashi, it's going to be also midrabbanan if it's not a ma'aseh uman. And according to the Rambam, it's not going to be asar at all, because that's not considered a kesher shal kayama. Those are three and a half minutes. L'maiso, the Mechaber clearly passes like the Rif and the Rambam. The Rama, on the other hand, he brings down the Shitas HaRosh, but interestingly enough, he only brings down the Chedek of the Shitas HaRosh, which is a Chumrah. He doesn't bring down the Chedek, which is a Kula. Then he says that according to the Rosh, if it's a kesher shal kayama, then you're Chayim, even though it's not a Ma'aseh Uman. But he never brings down the other Tzad, that if it's not a Ma'aseh Uman, and if it's a Ma'aseh Uman, it's not a kesher shal kayama, then it's Mutar Lechatchila. That it never brings down. Not only that, the Rama also goes on to say that since we're not Bekim and what's considered Ma'aseh Uman, therefore we're Machmer not to do a Kesher Gabi Kesher, even if it's Asi La'atir B'chol Yom. That whole shtickle Torah is only in the world of the Rambam and the Rif. That's not in the Rosh B'chlal. Once we're not under the Kesher Kayamah, what's the difference of a Dov or not? It's Motel Lechatchila. You're planning on taking it out today. It's only in the world of the Rif and the Rambam. It's clear that the Rama was being Machmer also for this, not just for the Shitas HaRosh, also for the Shitas Rif and the Rambam. Like, he went L'chumar both Shitas, not sorry like the Rif and the Rambam, and sorry Shitas Rashi, and that's how it seems that all the places go. Like, we're Machmer for both Shitas, and therefore, any case is going to be Aser, whether it's a Kesher Shal Kayama, not a Ma'isuman, it's a Ma'isuman and not a Kesher Shal Kayama, or it's either or, it's always going to be Aser, L'chol Bach Mirabana, Kenzang even Midaraisa. Now, it is a little bit just a Samara, it's interesting why the Rama passed in Sakana like the Rosh. Why does he go not like the Rif and the Rambam? Rashi holds that way, Rosh holds that way, we always go like the Rosh. It's not a chiddush to go like the Rosh getting the Rif and the Rambam. And not only that, there's nowhere in the Gemara, does the Gemara say lehedya that there is a Tanai of Ma'aseh Uman. It doesn't say that anywhere in the Gemara. The Goyin says it's meduyik from the Lashon of the Gemara, from the Lashon of the Mishnah, that says Kesher HaSapanim, Kesher HaGamalin, it's referring to the Uman, it's not referring to the Svina itself. But it never says lehedya in the Gemara. Rav Shinu learned lechera not that way. It's interesting that the Rosh, that the Ramah went lechumra kenegad Rashi and the Rosh, when lechera there's no makor lehedi in the Gemara to say that you need dafka ma'aseh. Nevertheless, lalach war machmer for both of them. Now that we're machmer shitas Rashi kesher shal kayama, what's considered a kesher shal kayama? Dahainu, does it go buzzer a person's das or not? So we mentioned this last Saburo, and now the Olam saw it, the first Bir Halacha, brings down that L'chura, it's telling in Machlekes Achrenim. The Bach, the Taz, the Prima Godim, the Kiva Eger, they all say that you could be Kosher or Kesher Shal Kayama, as long as your Das is to take it out tonight, it's Mutar Lechatchila. There's no problem, the Haimim. You could be Kosher or Kesher, which generally people leave forever, but if your Das is to take it out tonight, then that's Mutar, that's not a problem. Why? That's not Kesher Shal Kayama. What defines Kesher Shal Kayama? However long you're going to leave it for. As long as you're not going to leave it for more than 24 hours, then it's not a problem. That's Mutar Lechatchila according to Shitas Rashi. And according to the Rambam, it's not going to have a gather of a Kesher Shal Kayama. It'll be Zichr, it'll be Mutar Lechatchila. As long as it's not a Ma'aseh Uman. the Bir Halacha is Chilik B'Tkifus, and he says not only is it Aser Mamash like Fakir from the Gemara. In the Gemara, he asked him, "Is a mutter to go out with the sandal the nafki bei tray?" He says, "Chiyuv chatas." He says, "Chiyuv chatas." Thought it's mutter lechatchila. The Bir Halacha is exactly Fakir. You said it's mutter lechatchila. I think it's even a chiyuv chatas. It's a zikr. It's a davar portion that's also midrabban. That's not any question. But I think that it's even a chiyuv chatas. Why? Because the only time Tanya the Bir Halacha that we say that it's considered a kesher shenish rakhiyama is when the derech of the oil is taken out. The hainu, a kesher of a woman whose shirt is tied closed on both sides and it's difficult for her to take it off unless she opens both of them, then the derech has to take it out. I mean, that's the derech loyalim, therefore it's not considered a kesher rakhiyama. However, something which it's not the derech loyalim to do then, and you're punked one of the people that decide, kineged reiv of the oilim, kineged the minig oilim, that you're going to open it, that's not going to change the halacha and make it a kesher shenish rakhiyama. The feed is, you have to say, sandal the nafki baby tray, even though lachur it's not a normal thing for two people, an adult and a child, to wear the same shoe and to take out a proper knot every single day and readjust it. Nevertheless, it's like two people wearing the same tulin every day, and every day they have to change the kesher. Lachur that's not a derech, but kokama that anybody has a sandal the nafki baby tray, zikr this is the way that he does it. So that's considered normal. You're right, it's not normal to have such a sandal. But anybody that has such a sandal, this is normal. As opposed to, for example, the case of Kiveger Pimagazna Taina, that when the Nima of the Kinur broke into the Beis HaMikdash, type of Kiveger, why can't you just tie it and have a mind? They'll take it out on the Shabbos. Now, anybody that has a Kinur and he ties it, he's if going to tie it in an oifen that it's going to last forever. He wants to tie it with the Keshe Kayoma. It's not, it's only people that are limited by the halachic guidelines, the limitations that we have to, they have to come up with some sort of eitzah that they're not going to tie it as a kesher kayama. But be'etzem, the normal thing is that in this situation, tie it as a kesher kayama. Therefore, if you're adopted to not have it as a kesher kayama, nevertheless, it's going to be aser, at least midar abanan, kenzayin even midar eitzah. What's the nafka min al halacha? Savisai, it's only aser. It's either aser, we paskin anyhow, like the Rif and the Rambam. Mamela Pashtas, any knot that we're doing is anyhow going to be Isser Derabbanan. Because we're choishish that every knot that we make is a Maisa Uman. So even if it's not considered a Kesher HaKayama, but the whole pas is going to be a Maisa Uman. But if it's a Maisa Uman, it's not a Kesher HaKayama, then it'll be Mutter Midar, it's only Isser Derabbanan. It'll be Mutter Mocha Mitzvah, Ukedema, like we have different cases that it's, there are Nafkaminas. All the things, what all the Nafkaminas are, even though many of the Olam were murder on the fact that the Beis Yosef says, and the reason why the Rif didn't tell me what's Chayiv Chatzos, what's not Chayiv Chatzos, because that's not the derech of the Rif. It's not a Gehal Halacha, nobody's bringing Karbanos now, so mainly didn't tell you that L'chor D'or, Kama Nafkaminas, Halacha, like it's said in the Sif, it's said in the Simen, that the Malka Mitzvah were made by the Rabbanon, like the Mishnah Berurah, as we saw, B'negei Tekoisiv, Mishnah Berurah is Marech, the longest Mishnah Berurah that we ever seen, it's Efkad and Chav Beis, Mamash, I think it's, I don't remember such a long Mishnah Berurah, and at the end he says, Hinei Arachti B'chol Zeh K'dei Levar Eiz Adavar Midar Raisa, Oish Shepat V'as Midar Abana, I didn't tell you anything which is Mutal Lecha Tchila, I tell you, Zod As Midar Raisa, what's As Midar Abana, B'naf Gemina, Aydei Gai, Mako Mitzvah, Kaim Alam, Dissa Daraisa, In Matir, Nal Aydei Gai, Yifil Mako Mitzvah. There are plenty of nafkaminas that come up in a get to the Rabbanon. La Allah Lamaitza, the Bir Halacha goes keneged the Gedolei Acharonim, he goes keneged the Bach and the Taz and the Prima Gadim, Kiva Eger, and he names on the Chumra that is Issa Daraisa. Lamaitza, the Beis Meir says Lahedi like the Bir Halacha, and therefore there are really Acharonim that say like him. And that is how basically is my Nenu go, like this Bir Halacha, for that, for most part, that your Das, he's not going to change the Metzias of the Eilim. The Shaila is, fract one of the Chashuvi Avreicha Chabura, can we say the opposite also? I don't know how to make ties so well. And finally, when I get a good tie, then I leave it for a good 6 months or ever long. But Maitha, the Derech of the Eilim is to make a tie and take it out every day. Take it out at the end of the day. So can I say, that's very good, but it's the same with the Ramos, that the Bir Halacha says, Fakert, L'chumra. That is batla da'itcha, never uses those words. But it's batla da'itcha, kineged kol ha'olam. And since everybody leaves it forever, you can't just decide to leave for one day, see it exactly fakert. Everybody takes out their tithes after a day. I'm some interesting guy, I can't make my tithes, whatever it is, therefore I leave it for 6 months. That's something which is a yitzi klal, yitzi defen, and therefore batla da'iti, and therefore I'm allowed to take out my tithes. On I come one Shabbos and I see that it's not so perfect, I can take it out. Or if I forgot to do it before Shabbos, I can make it. Because Batal Daiti is Kolon. That was the channel. Machuro, there's two tainas. First of all, on the etzem yisoid, not always where we say batel adaitari lechumra do we say the kula also. For example, when you get the chatzitza, if something there's something that everybody's makbid on and you're not makbid on it, we say batel adaitcha. It's considered a chatzitza. Let's see, it's fakert. Nobody's makbid on it, and I am makbid on it. We don't say batel adaitcha as a taz. We say no. Come on, that glabi you, you're makbid on it. That's considered a chatzitza. So the fact that we say one way doesn't mean we say it the other way. The fact that we say lechumra doesn't mean we say lekul. That's just that you say. But bechlal in lamdis, also lechur, we should say that it doesn't. First of all, mitzvah umigmar. First of all, mitzias I don't think is that way. If you take a, believe it or not, if you take a poll of how many people leave their tithes, there's very many people that leave their tithes after 1 week. There are people that either they can't make it or they finally get a good tithe. Not only that, Moshe Shamati, from my roommate when I was in 12th grade, that the guy in Saks Fifth Avenue told him that once you make a tie and it's perfect, you never take it out. It's not good for the tie. You make your tie once and you leave it. So I don't know if you could be kaveh, you don't be kaveh. But if there are those that hold the lechatchil, that's not even that you should make it. It's hard to say it's a batla daitacha if there are those that hold lechatchil that you should make it in that oifen. So aside from the fact that there are many people that do that, and such a fact that the people that don't make ties themselves, people that do make ties don't want to take it out, so there's a lot of people that leave it. It's hard to say that's batla daitacha if it's a normal thing. That's first of all. The second thing is also, lechari, what was the lumnus of the bir alacha? Now he doesn't say it's lahedya. The base mayor says it lahedya. He quotes the base mayor, and the base mayor says lahedya. He says the only time that it's mutter to make a kesher, which is be'etzem shel kayama, when you have to take it out that day, is when you have a hechrich to take it out that day. There's something that's being mechayev to take it out. It's hard to get my shirt off if I don't open both of them. It's hard to get my cow out of the corral if I don't open both of them. It's hard for me to take my shoes off or whatever it is if I don't open both of them. It's hard for me to put my big shoe on my small child if I don't open the knot. All these cases is something that's being machriach me to take it out. Memela, I see when you're kosher it that it's not going to kosher, which is aimed to be miskayim. Just your das is not going to be kaveya. Memela, that's only when there's a hechrich to go ahead and take it out. It's not be'etzem abatla daitecha. It's that we see that when you are kosher a kosher, which is like this, then I see that your das is to take it out. If your das itself can't be kaveya, if there's nothing hechrich in the knot itself, then your das itself is not going to be kaveya. Memela, if that's the case, then zikr, the lumbus doesn't apply fakir. The fact that everybody else takes it out today, there's nothing that's mechriach anybody to take it out today. As a matter of fact, I would presume, I don't know for sure, that most people when they take off their ties Friday night, if they're planning on wearing the tie the next day, then they just slip it off without taking it out totally and making it again in the morning. No. Some people take it out. Some people. What?
Who leaves the tie? Who leaves the tie Friday night?
Leave the time. I leave the time. Not everybody. That's enough people. Once you have, you see, there's no hechrich to take it out. There's no hechrich. You have no hechrich. Once you have 5 people out of 25 people, that's halavai. That leave their time for that amount, there's no hechrich to take it out. Every person that needs to put his big shoe on a small child has to take it out. Any woman that wants to take off her shirt, like a mensch, has to undo without a tchak, has to open both of them. There's something which is being machriach you to do it. Mashiachin over there's nothing being machriach you to do it. You can't say this is the type of knot which it has to be taken out today. There's nothing being machriach you to
do.
What's that? That's the chumrah. That's the chumrah. You want to say here? You want to say lekula though. Here you want to say lekula because since most people go ahead and do this, therefore it's going to be mutter for me, even though I don't do that. But lechur, that svar is only in a case where there's something which is being machriach you to do that. Something which is not being machriach you to do that.
Why is it not
so
for everybody then?
So. That's a good hour, huh? First of all, you have to down whether or not I didn't want to get into ties really so much. Kins and the ties are bechlal mutter in the first place. Ties is not considered is only considered aniva. It's not considered a knot. It's not considered a kesher shakem bechlal. That's the pashtus. What? It depends which type of tie. And I would think that most people make ties.
Okay.
We'll wait for the one we get to. Most people, the pashtus is they make a tie in an oifen where you pull it out. And then you're able to, the rest of the tie comes out by itself. Or you could shake it hard. Also, it will come out. It's not, it has no key in Bechal Miyatzmai. It doesn't have it's just wrapped up. If you pull out the one side, then the other side is just where you don't have to take it out. Everybody that I spoke to so far said that that's how they make the tie. Except for one person figured out how to make a tie that's like a slip knot, that it doesn't work that way. But you have to make your tie slightly backwards. Bemis backwards. You have to turn the tie backwards to be able to make such a tie. I don't know anybody that makes a tie like that. Okay, we'll get to that. That might be just the reason why we're meeting Mutter even without them. That's with regard to that. We're not going to say about the daita. Aga, but my Mermuzger, I was talking to Rishol Silman today, and he says, the Ritzvah says a lashon of batel daita. He says it right out of the cool. He's talking about something else. He's going on the Gemara and Kufim Gimel Oman Alas. And I think this is what he's talking about. I went to go look for the Ritzvah. This is the one that I found. That on Kufim Gimel Oman Alas, he says that Kreishu Dli B'Pizkaya, that when you're allowed to tie your Dli with a belt because a person not Mavatel is there, he says, even if you decide to Mavatel is there, batel daita is kolom. Everybody, in other words, it's not a normal thing for a person to leave his belt there attached to his bar. Well, the mashmois is that even if you do that, nevertheless, it's not going to be a problem because batel daita is kolom. Maybe we should do it here once we're talking about it. The type of tie that most people is a tie which the chur is not. Just in time. When you pull out the tie all the way, you're left with nothing. And you're not able to. That's the chur, the type of tie which is not considered. That is a tie which the person say lechur has a din of aniva. What's the chiddush of aniva? Why is aniva different than any other than a knot? Because by aniva you could pull out one of the strings and the whole thing comes apart. Lechur similarly tied to the paiskim that in aniva a tie is considered a aniva and therefore it does not have the gedarim of a keshet shokiyama and therefore would be mutter to make it on Shabbos. However, it will have the gedarim lechur of aniva. The way that you make the tie starts off with a single kesher. That is the first step. You just made a single kesher. Now what you're doing on top of it is lechur. It's not going to be better than an aniva gabi kesher. You're keeping it in place by turning it around and sticking it through. Therefore lechur, it's not going to be better than an aniva gabi kesher. It'll have the similar din as an aniva gabi kesher, which would mean that you should not make it if it's going to be for more than 24 hours. Lechatchila, one should not make it for more than 24 hours. Like we mentioned before, in Ken Zayin, the reason why people are mekel is because the Ramah says b'shas atchak, you could leave it up until 7 days to be mekel b'shas atchak up until 7 days. The chatchil, if you don't have to, you shouldn't be mekel. However, the pashtus is the standard type of tie which is made. The paiskim, all the paiskim that I saw say that is considered a kesher shokayama. That is considered a kesher shen. It's not considered a kesher b'chol. It's considered an aniva, and therefore it's mutter. It happens to be somebody was ma'ur, echad mechashuvi avreichim yeshiva smir, was ma'ur that there's certain types of double knots that also you could pull out one side, and you're left with, when you take out one of the sides, you're able to, the rest comes out by itself. There's two ways to make a double knot. You make one knot, and then you tie in the exact same order another knot. That's the standard double knot. But if you do it backwards, got what it's called. Don't change the handle. You move back the second. You take the string which you tied over. I don't even know how to. Anybody listen to this will have to. You make the first knot, and then instead of putting back the second knot in the exact same way you did the first knot, you go back with the string that you tied over, and you make a second knot. Such a double knot, you could pull out one of them, supposedly, and you're left with. We'll have another audition in the back in Gabriel for Mr. Stone. After Sid. Supposedly, that you're left with the same thing by a double knot. There is a way to make a double knot, which also you could pull out one side and the rest of it comes out. Nevertheless, that I don't think that is a standard double knot. And the standard double, if it's tight enough, any double knot is going to stay. You're not going to be able to pull it out. A regular tie is never tight enough. Even if you want to say that it has the shame of a double knot, nevertheless, it's not tight. And a double knot which is not tight, we're going to see Ken Zayin is mutar lechatchila to make on Shabbos if the derech is to take it out. That we'll get to in a minute. That's a good question, and we're going to leave that to make Chabur Beis Hashem by Aniva. Let's get to later. For those that are still here. The Mechaber continues that b'mokah mitzvah you're able to be makel with the Isadar Abanan. Now, Agav, the Mishnah Berurah points out that this whole din of b'mokah mitzvah you're able to be makel by a kesher der Abanan, that's totally in Machlekes Rishonim. It's totally in Machlekes Rishonim, but how do you learn the Gemara Daf Kuf Nun Zayin? If you learn the Gemara Daf Kuf Nun Zayin, that they matered, the Mishnah says that they matered to be kosher a dli on Shabbos. The shayla is, what was the heter? Was the heter that they matered a kesher der Abanan? Or is the heter, the way that Rashi learns, that since it's not considered kesher shokayama, even though you're doing a proper kesher, but it's a kesher which is in shokayama, therefore it's mutalech atchila. According to Rashi, there's no makar whatsoever that we matter a kesher derabanan b'mokah mitzvah. So Bechlal, says the Mishnah Berurah, there's no real makar for this halacha according to a number of Rishenim. But even in those Rishenim that are makal, nevertheless, it's interesting to point out that the Mechaber only told you one of the two different cases of derabanan that there are according to the Rambam. According to the Rambam, there's two different cases of Darabanan. Kesher Shino Shokayama, and it's a Maisa Uman. Kesher Shokayama, it's not a Maisa Uman. The only time that he said that it's Mutter is after when it's a Maisa Uman and not a Kesher Shokayama. And the Magen Avraham points out, the reason is, and that the only time we'll allow you to do a Maisa Uman is if it's not going to stay without a Maisa Uman. Because if it stays without a Maisa Uman, we're not going to mata Darabanan for no reason. What's with the Kesher Shokayama, which is not a Maisa Uman, is that Mutter? So her, the same Svara that we have in the Magen Avraham, points out the Prima Gadim, we're going to have over here also. Who told you to make a Kesher Shokayama? Make a Kesher, which is not Kesher Shokayama. Make a Kesher, which your Das is, to take it out the next day. Her, a Kokama that your Das is, to take it out, according to Shalaz, if this is going to work in the Mishnah Berurah, the Mishnah Berurah holds that this doesn't work. Your Das to take it out. But according to the Prima Gadim, according to the Taz, the Magen Avraham, the Taz, the Bach, the Prima Gadim, we're never going to allow you to do a kesher derabanan, a kesher shokayama, because you could always make the exact same kesher and have das take it out tonight. Therefore, there's nothing that's being mechayev you to make a kesher which is going to be usher for a kesher which is going to be is going to last for more than 24 hours. With that in mind, Agav, you should lecher when you're tying the mafter yeinu, you should tie it with das and take it out tonight. You might as well have a das, they take it out tonight, unless they bring it to another shul in the middle. Then for sure it's mutter, because then you're going to use it. But have in mind, that the person that's tying it should have in mind that he's going to take it out tonight.
You know you're not
going to
take it out tonight.
You know you're not going to take it out tonight. Then you come back and afterwards the dude gets yourself on and he'll take it out. If you're not going to take it out, you're not going to take it out. Now this tonight that we matter a Maisa Uman, if it's not a Kesher Kiyom of Mokah Mitzvah, what's considered a Maisa Uman? What is the Maisa considered a Maisa Uman? L'chur, the Pashtus is, from the Gemara, that Maisa Uman has to be, especially if the Makar is from the Mishnah that says Kesher Sapanu and Kesher Gemalin, then it has to be a Kesher which is that only the Umanim know how to make. That's the Lashon of the Aruch HaShulchan. Shahedit ein b'yecholtei lasis Kesher Zeh. A Hedit does not have the ability to make such a kesher. He doesn't know how to do it. A Hedit can learn it. If he learns it, he's an Uman. But the Pashtus is that the standard person doesn't know how to make it. That's L'chur of the Pashtus. And not only that, L'chur, that's how the Mechaber learns. The Mechaber, when his case is of Maisa Uman, he says, he quotes the Lashon of the Rambam. Lashon of the Rambam is, Kesher 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 Maisa Uman, Chayav Gun Kesher Gemalim, which is Lashon Mishnah, Kesher Tapon, Lashon Mishnah. V'kishri Ritzuiz Mino V'tando Shekishin HaRatonim B'Shas HaSiyosan. It's those type of Kesherim which the Ratonim make B'Shas HaSiyosan. It's Mamish all the cases that he talks about, Chok Yitz B'Zeh. Anything which is like this, that the Uman makes B'Shas HaSiyosan, those are considered the Kesher Kesher. Not only that, later on he says, when he's talking about being making a Kesher Shakayam, which is not a Maisa Uman, Ketza, Nifsika Leiritzu of a Kashra, Nifsika Chev of a Kashra, Yashi Kashra Chev of Bidli, Yashi Kashra Resen Behim, Haraze Potter. Vechain Koki Yitz Beilab Sherm, She Maisa Hedyot, Vecholodim Kesher Sam Lekayama. All these cases are Maisa Hedyot. Why is it considered a Maisa Hedyot? First of all, Kesher Resen Behim, why is it considered a Maisa Hedyot? Says the Bir Alacha, because it's on Vetha, the Baila made it. So what is the Baila made it? Who cares if the Baila made it, not the Gamalan? Because there's no difference. Everybody can make it. No, the Teretz is because only the Gamalan know how to make the Kesher, which is the Kesher Shokayama. And Mechlal, just in Cheshbin, what knot are they tying on the Dli which comes off? When you're trying to tie the Dli, what knot do you make? The simplest knot that a person makes is the double knot. And we're going to see the Ramah says that's a Chashash of Maisa Uman. Elamai, the Ramah, the Mechaber understood that the only case of Maisa Uman is Dafka, a knot which only an Uman can make. Something which is made by Hedit is not considered a my tzumen. Al derech that the Chazon Ish is ma'ir. He says this whole yisoid of the Ramah that a kesher gabi kesher is a chashash my tzumen is only a chumra ba'alma. Why? How do I know? Because the Gemara says that the isha could be kasheris miftechei chalukah. Gemara says pshita. Of course, you're allowed to do that. Now, what's it talking about? How did she tie it? What's the most standard knot that a person is going to make? Is it kesher gabi kesher? And the Gemara says pshita that it's mutter. What do you mean? That's a ma'aseh woman. According to Rambam, she should be asked to be the rabbanon. How can you say pshita that it's mutter? It's very straight. The pastor says that in the Gemara, no, they want to be matzah. No, she could be, she tied one and then she wrapped that around. The simplest knot is the double knot. That's the normal, simplest, easiest knot to do and undo. And that's what everybody did. Nevertheless, it's not considered ma'aseh woman. The pastor says ma'aseh woman has to be dafka, that an woman makes it and a hedid cannot make it. However, the Ramah says, well, ma'aseh not that way. The Ramah says, he's choshish, that a kesher, al-gabi kesher, is considered a ma'aseh woman. And what's the reason why? Yishli zar shle the hatzer shum kesher shnik sharm zel zeh. Deyin ar bikim ez mikra kesher l'uman. Dafil b'she'in ishal kayam ma'aseh kashri. B'din latir v'chein ragin. Where's the Makar? The Makar is the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says we don't know what it is. Therefore, any kesher which is amitz, which is a strong kesher, l'chura is the problem of ma'aseh uman. Lefi that, if what would be, if a woman, I was asked last week, what's the story? Can a woman tie her tichel, her snood, her bandana, as in a double knot? She doesn't have enough room to tie it with a bow afterwards. You tie a single knot, then you're able to get the ends also through once and tie. Can you do it? You'll leave it roughly, but if you're only going to have one, that's not going to stay tight enough. Therefore, you leave a second one that the first one shouldn't come out. Is that mutter to do or not? Now, the chur kokama that you're not making a kesher amin, the you kesher gabi kesher, really kesher gabi kesher, the chur, like we said before, in Mekah Dina is not considered a ma'aseh uman. However, since it's a kesher amin, the Baruch Hashem is considered a ma'aseh uman. If it's not a kesher amin, then the chur should be mutter. Therefore, it says the Shmir Shabbos Kachoso that a woman is allowed to tie her tichel for her mitpachat with a kesher and another kesher, as long as she doesn't make the second kesher a tight kesher. Because, and her derech is that she's going to take it off every day. She takes it off every day. But generally, she doesn't take it off every day. Then in Echlami, it's going to be getting the chash of kesher shokhayomo. But if her das is to take it off every day, so even if you want to say this, be'etim is considered kesher shokhayomo, but since she takes it off every day, it's not a problem. And therefore, and that's a derech also that probably most people do, undo it every day. Therefore, it's not a problem, because you don't have a kesher amitz over here. That being the case, the chura also, any kesher or gabi kesher should be mutter. If it's not, if somebody has shoes, and every time that he makes a double knot, his shoes still come out. The knot comes out, the shoelaces come undone. Even when he makes a double knot, the chura in such a case also would be mutter, because it's not your kesher is not a. It's also to come out today. Everybody takes off their shoes. Generally, most people take off their untie their shoes at night. Therefore, it's asi to be hutter every day, and it's not a kesher which is amit, l'chur it should be mutter. Not only that, but chlav. There are those that say that tying your shoes, this is really even to get the sefei, but since once we're here already, we'll mention it. Of course, it came up this week, and my son yesterday was in the park, and he tied his knot with a double, tied his shoes with a double knot, and he took them off somewhere in the park, and then he asked my wife if he's allowed to undo his double knot of Shabbos. Now, Pasha says, you're not allowed to undo a double knot Shabbos. He ends up walking up with the shoes over his tongue over his shoulder and walking home. Now, there are those places, the Shmir Shabbos Kachas was actually choyzer in this regard between the first Madura and the second Madura, or third Madura. Third Madura says, the like Mesh Kachas of Shmir Shabbos Kachas of the Chatzchila. The Haimim. Most people, when they tie their shoes, they tie one knot, and then they tie a bow on top of it. And then a lot of people like to tie that bow into, it's really another knot. Because it's not a bow, you're tying into another knot. Is that what to do on Shabbos or not? Says the Shmir Shabbos Kachasa, no, that's what to do. You're tying a knot on top. You're not allowed to do that. That's a knot on top of a bow on top of a knot. However, the Aruch HaShabbos says, the chur that should be mutter. Why? Because if you ever try to take one of those out, you'll see if you pull both the strings together, it's really only one of the strings works. But if you pull both of them together, then what's going to happen is the entire thing is going to come out. Try this at home. Now, therefore, he says, the chur should be mutter. And the Shmir Shabbos Kachasa says, the Maisa also, b'makam Haterech, you could be making for such a thing, that it's not a problem of a knot on gabe kesher. Maybe like kids' shoes that always come off, those that matel lechatchila to make such a knot. So certainly to take it out, the chur would not be a problem on Shabbos. Now, agav, it could be that those supposedly, the way that I heard the story is that they went to Rabbi Yashiv and they showed him exactly, they tied a bow and a knot on top of the bow, and they pulled the yank and the whole thing came out, and he said it's still aser. Now, why did he say it's still aser? I don't know why he said it's still aser. But one thing I could tell you is that if you don't make it exactly perfect, then it's not going to come out. If you don't, if the string gets stuck in the wrong spot, the string over here, and you tie your knot on top of it, then it locks one of the strings into place, and then you can't pull it out. And if you do, there's other ways also. If you don't change the handle, as it's supposed to be, Boy Scouts say, if you tie your double knot in not the exact way that most people do it, then also it's going to lock into place, and you're not going to be able to get it out. Kenzai, and that's why there are those that were machmer. But Lamaitza, there are many that are mekel, and certainly Malkum Atzerich, you could be mekel, because it's certainly Malkum Tzair also. We know you're allowed to be mater if a person's stuck without his shoes, he's allowed to be Malkum Tzair, or his shoes are on, he's allowed to be mater Malkum Tzair if it's a double knot. If your boat turns into a knot, that is the Chaya Adam at the end of the Sif Gimel that says it's not a problem. Yesh Lion Y, Chazon Ish asks, we'll see that in a minute. If you have a, that's all with regard to Agav. We have a Shari Tshuva also that says that the minig is to be mekel. Kaseh beri begliloi seinu poshen haminig likshur shneik sharam b'chagu roise yasher b'masnav sheinish hakayama v'ushal edyet v'les dechoshlo el miyuta demiyuta de betel b'miyutayim. Says Lamaisa the Birki Yosef that the chidah that the minig of the olam is to be mekel with this. Mekel is something which is also liskayim. Certainly the woman with her tichel and your shoes and other things also liskayim. There's certainly what to be mekel, to be sem upon. For sure, if it doesn't stay, yesh lahatir. The only question is, what happens when it comes to tzitzis, and that we'll done in a second. That's with two ksharim. What's with one kesher? Says the Ramah at the end that also one kesher, if you tie one kesher at the end of a chut, that's also a problem of, it has the same din as two ksharim. Now, who's the Baal, who's the Mar Dishmaitz of that? That's a smag. The smag was not going in the shita of the Rav Rambam. He's going in the shita of Kesher Shokhayo, Malik Rashi. Mamela, that's another one. You can rack up another shita of Rishenim. He goes like Rashi. The smag is one of the Bali, it's like Bali Atesis, that Lachur is the Ashkenazim. Nevertheless, the Ramaz Machmer. Anyhow, the smag is the one that says it, and the smag says that Mech Mechoshish is considered a Kesher Shokhayo, because it's not going to come on them by itself. And he's 100% right, it's not going to come on them by itself. Therefore, that's Asr. However, the Mishnah Berurah says over here that even according to the Rif and the Rambam, that's aser, because that's considered a Maisa Uman. Who would have thought that that's considered a Maisa Uman to make such a thing? It depends, they define a Maisa Uman. According to the Mechaber, like we were saying before, in Lachar, there's no way that that would be considered a Maisa Uman. Because not only an Uman could do it, everybody does that. However, if you understand that if Kesher Amis is considered a Maisa Uman, like the Rambam seems to be saying, Mamela, this also have to be considered a Maisa Uman. Mamela, for somebody to tie his tzitzis at the end, when his tzitzis are fraying, and he wants to tie his tzitzis that it shouldn't pray anymore, L'chur, that's the Isser D'Oraisa. That's the Kesher Shok Hayama, according to Shittas Rashi. The Pashtas is L'chur, you're making a Kesher, which is Asi, and it's holding something tight, and your intention is to leave it forever. L'chur, that should be Asser M'D'Oraisa. Now, what happens with a Kesher which is not? It's two strings together, like your shoelaces, and you tie one Kesher. Is that considered a Kesher, which is a Kesher? Is it B'chol considered a kesher? Dainu, the string into itself, that's Pasha, that's considered a kesher. However, two sides of a string that are being tied together and there's something underneath it, is that considered a kesher B'chol or not? So, the Goyin says, later on, by Anivo, he says that's not considered a kesher B'chol. He says that one kesher does not have a shame of a kesher. However, from others, it seems that it does have a shame of kesher. The Lashon of the Shulta Giburim, as the Piskei Tshuva was Matayin, this Lashon, the Lashon is that anything hakol halechach harakim ki yesh kesher miskayim kesher echad, there are certain things that are miskayim kesher echad. I don't know if it means dafka in the case like this mag. It's hakol halechach harakim. If you could find a kiyim by a kesher echad, it should be problematic. We find that an aniva on top of a kesher is a problem because the aniva holds the kesher in place. It's only one kesher. The Mishnah Berurah, the way the Mishnah Berurah understands is that a kesher, one kesher is problematic if it stays in place. Accordingly, the Rav Shlomo Zalman was mistaken with regard to a twisty. If you have a twisty and you tie the twisty into a single knot to tie a bag shut, he says, L'chur yesh la'ayin, whether or not that's a problem of a kesher, which has the shame of a kesher kiyam, because it's going to stay. I mean, it's mistaken if you have one kesher, which is going to stay. So therefore,
if
what? Yeah, we're going to get that later, that's in Siv Zayin, we'll get to that. Praise Hashem. That's Poisach Havalim of Shin Yudalim. Now, accordingly, we have to find out what's the best way to throw out a diaper on Shabbos. Most people, when they throw the diaper during the week, the simplest way what they do is they throw the diaper inside the bag and they pull together the two handles and they make a simple knot. That way it stays airtight and you throw it out in the garbage. That lachoira, the pashtus, is a chashav v'sid ha'raisa. That's a single knot, which is also this guy. Unless we're going to go like the chiddush the Maral Diskin that Rosh Hashanah Zalman seems to nemon lahalach la'maisa. Maral Diskin wants at a time that is not considered a kesher shakayama. Why? Because you have no Indian for it to be kept closed more than 15 minutes till it gets to your garbage can, until it gets outside into the green dumpster. After that, you couldn't care what happens to it. Therefore, it's not kesher shakayama, meaning where you need it to stay closed. Here, you don't need to stay closed. He brings a raya from the kesher that they tied on the Sira Mishtaleach. They tied the red string on the Sira Mishtaleach. How are you allowed to do that on Yom Kippur? It's kesher shakayama, it's never be undone. It's like kezanya. It's going to be undone when you push it off the cliff, it's going to come off. How do you know for sure? You know for sure it's going to come on that? He says, because you don't need a kosher except for 15 minutes, so it gets off the cliff. After that, you don't need it. That should be kosher anymore. But maybe he wanted a tiny, he's mitapik, he wanted a tiny, maybe it's only made a bottom. In one Madur, he was machmer. At the end, Baruch Shabbos brings down, Shmir Shabbos tells him he couldn't balloon, that he was choizer, and he named on la lacha, that's not a problem. And that's why Rosh Hashanah Zalman matered, one of the only ones that matered, to fold up the diaper afterwards and close the tab. And it's not a problem with Tvir, because that's a Tvir Lizman. And a Tvir Lizman, where you have no Indian that will stay closed more than 5 minutes till it gets in a garbage can, so it shouldn't fall over the floor, is not a problem. And therefore, he says that it's mutter. Accordingly, there's many different possibilities before. Well, bear in mind, how many Yisurim a person can be over just by changing one diaper? So, what should a person do on Shabbos? What's the best way to do it? So, there are those that stick in the diaper, and then they just tie it closed like a regular plastic bag. Nice and tight, so it doesn't come out, no smell comes out. The question is that any better? Is this a single kesher, which is also this kind? L'maisel, is it going to come out by itself or not? L'chor, if you stick something inside and you stick it around, the lavdach is going to come out. It depends also on how much is inside, it depends on how much weight is inside, it depends on how you move it, and if you pass it around, like the person that was sitting next to me in the first day wanted to prove to me that it's not considered a kesher shakayama, and therefore pass it around, and enough times people here and there, and then, so before you know it, it comes down. One more time. So we really wanted to say it's not a problem. Yesh line, I don't know that it's not clear, l'chera. The Orcha Shabbos goes l'kul on this. Near a pusher, that's not also this guy, and it's not going to come out, and therefore it's not a problem. Besides for that, we also have, even though he names on that, even without that, we have the grain that holds it's not considered a kesher baklal. One kesher is not considered a kesher. And we have a Shlomo Zalman that says that if your das is to take it out afterwards, that if you have no Indian for it to stay for a long time, it's not considered a kesher baklal. Therefore, zikr not a maisa uman. Therefore, somebody that does it, certainly you don't have to make it. You want to know, should you do it yourself or not? There is a makom to be made, machmer lecher, al pidus of Shlomo Zalman, that says that tying one twisty like that, one twisty also, how long is it going to stay? Nevertheless, it's a topic that it's a problematic. Lecher, this is loigara from that. Mamela, the best way to do it, if you have an option of how to do diapers, then the best way to do it is to get into shayla, is to do it like a slip knot. Instead of putting it all the way through, just put it through partially. And it stays tight also, and it's not a problem of a knot, it just comes right out. Slip knot, works beautifully. Try this at home. What's that?
Unless
she doesn't buy a diaper, it's fine. But if you're not going to go with that chiddush, then it shouldn't be. So how many shalas are there when it's changing a diaper? First of all, taking it out, why is it a graf shorei that you're not taking out? And then putting it into a bag is maybe a problem with bitukli mechane, tying it is a problem with kosher. And folding up the diaper afterwards is a problem with tefillah. Okay.
And baby.
The baby wipes out. Well, we don't know anything about tzitzit. With regard to tying your tzitzit, like we mentioned, l'chor, if you tie your tzitzit at the end, then that's one knot, which is also this guy, and that's a shayla over there, right? So, if you want to tighten your knots, your double knots, that l'chor, if it's going to stay, then the pashtus is that's also a shayla of a chashash chatos. You're tightening the second knot and making it into a double knot, a tight double knot. That's a shayla of, it's a davar that you're also this guy, and therefore it's problematic. The only thing is, what's the din if it's not going to stay loyalum? My tzitzit is every time that I look at it, every few days I look at it, they start coming out. So then I know when I tighten it, that it's not going to stay loyalum. So how can you say it's considered kesher shakayama? Nevertheless, the chur should be also the whole box midarabana. Because my das is that it should stay as long as possible, and it could very well be that it's going to stay more than a day, it could be that it's going to stay more than 7 days. I don't know for sure that it's going to come out within the next 7 days. But Mail, in such a case, the whole person can be also Midar Rabban, and Zichr, you can't do that. I didn't find anybody that's Mekel Chatzkila to do it. I do remember my brother telling me, he asked the B'chaim Pinot Hashem bring the Shaila, and he says, Zichr, you can't do it, you're not allowed to do it. But all the Pesachim said, you should not do that. The whole person can be Midar Rabban, and the Chir should be also. What's that? You have a mind on them. Sifbiz. We started late. Sifbiz. Give me a finger and I take a hand. Sifbiz. Nishmatu lay retuas min of a sandal, I should nishmat rev a regal, mutal after retuas and a bain from a bachelor yixer. Hago, the doctor shuka la zir blay terech, and the turf terech, also the chashin shem yixer. The lacha is if to put in shoes, shoelaces, this is talking about the retuas, nevertheless, all the price came shtel to our shoes also. Our shoes are similar. They say that our shoes are similar to their shoes, and our shoelaces are similar to their shoelaces. Therefore, they say to put in shoelaces the first time, lachur be a problem with tikkun mana, even if it's not a difficult thing to endeavor to accomplish. Nevertheless, you're completing the kli for the first time. That's considered a ma'aseh uman. That's considered a tikkun mana, and therefore one should refrain. If they came out and you want to put them back in, if they ripped ukadema and you want to move them around, take them out and switch them, put them back in a different oifen, that's not a problem with tikkun mana. That is mutar. If you want to put in new shoelaces, there the person say that's like the Madurik in Lashon of Rashi. Rashi says by Muchen, Machzer Ujil Beisadio, he says, Muchen that fell out of your pillow, it's mutter to put those back in on Shabbos. It's Mashma Dafka, those that fell out of the pillow you're allowed to put back in, and you're only allowed to put it back in to that pillow, you're not putting it back into somewhere else. The Hainu, to put it back to the matzah that it was beforehand is mutter. To put in something new, you're be'etzim creating a new object, and therefore that's going to be answer. So to put in new shoelaces into an old shoe, or old shoelaces into a new shoe, lechayr, both of those are problematic. Old shoelaces into old shoe is not a problem to stick inside. There are those that want to tie that maybe our shoes are darker different. I think Shmuel Shabbos Kosta is mitzvah like that. Some of the chashuv chabur wanted to tie now. The kinds on our shoes are different because our shoes, you could wear the shoe even without the shoelace. It's not like in their shoes, they just basically had the bottom. There's no, you pick up your foot and the sole says in the bottom, there's nothing there. Over here, Be'etzim can stick your foot inside. It's not geshmak, it might slip out. But Be'etzim has the shame of the shoe even without it. So maybe it's not considered a makav apatah, it's not considered putting in a new shoelace. Already was already had a shame of a shoe, therefore, lechur, it shouldn't be a problem. All the peskei zman, mechaber zmanenu, are machmer not to put inside. What should you do if your shoelace snaps on Shabbos? What can you do? You have to put it in a shoelace. So, you have two options, three options. Make sure that you're not mavablet there. How are you not mavablet there? One of any three options. Either take a bright yellow shoelace, or a purple shoelace, or some other shoelace that's not the color of your shoe, which is zikr, you're going to change as soon as possible after Shabbos. Second possibility is, stick it only in through the top two or three holes. The top two holes, whatever it is. And in Eifin, the zikr, you're going to change it after Shabbos. It'll keep your shoe together, but you're going to change it. You're not going to mavablet there. Or, I saw somebody brought down that you could borrow somebody else's shoelace. Zichr, you're not going to be vatlet there. You got to give it back to the guy. So, any of these cases, zichr, you're not being vatlet there. Therefore, it's not problematic. It turns into a belt. The same way that the Mogen Avraham says, you're allowed to put a belt inside. Mishabur brings down a belt, which is the derech that you're not being vatlet there. It's mutter to put in for the first time on Shabbos. So too, this you're able to put in because you're not being vatlet there. The type of belt, which it is the derech to leave it there forever. Some women's clothing has that it matches the outfit. There, there's a chashash of they might leave it there in a chanami. One should not put it in for the first time on Shabbos. Now, this halacha of putting in shoelaces is only mutter if it's not a tirchol. However, if it is a tirchol, then it's also to put it in. Therefore, the place can say if you have a the string came out of your sweatpants, ukedema, or through your children's clothing, the elastic came out, or through the hood of a coat, if the string came out, and you want to stick it back through, and the only way you can stick it through is with a needle, and you stick it in, and push it in, and stick it in a little more, and push it in, and stick it in a little more, and push it. There, it's a big tircha to put it in, and therefore, it will be problematic. You have another problem, as we'll see in a second. Also, by shoelaces, if the plastic piece came off of your shoelace and it takes you 10 minutes to sit it through and poke it through the holes, also the place can say that that's problematic because that's what's considered a tirchol. Therefore, in those cases, one should be careful not to put back the shoelaces and not to put back the drawstring onto his pants. Nevertheless, even according to the mechaber, even according to Ramah that says the Baitircha it's only Aser Shem Yikshar, her also that is the derech by sweatpants or gedema. When you finally get it through all the way till the end, the derech certainly is to be kosher, and therefore it's problematic as Shem Yikshar. The similar halacha that we have to this is Machzor Ujil Beisadio. Machzor Ujil Beisadio is the halacha that we saw of stuffing the pillow on Shabbos. There, the first time it's Asur Midaraisa according to Rashi, the second time it's Mutzal Chatchilo. It's a big chiddush that the first time you're taking stuff inside, that's Asur Midaraisa, the second time you're doing the exact same Aisa, and the Chor lost the chain pillow when it came out. Nevertheless, to put it back inside is Mutzal Chatchilo. We saw when it gets to mita shel tarsim, every time you take it apart and you put it back together, if it lost its shame mita, then every time you put it back together, it's chayv midaraisa, it's magma patash, Rashi says. Nevertheless, you have to say over here, since it's so simple to put it back, it doesn't need any hiduk, all you have to do is stuck the stick to stuff it back inside. Lashon Amir is maisa hedyot, therefore, that's mota lechatchila to do on Shabbos. Now, with regard to our stuffing, let's say you have a pillow which you could blow up, inflatable pillow, blanket, mattress, ball, ukedema. Is it mota to put that to inflate that on Shabbos? Said the Paiskim, the first time you're going to do it, lechori, that's problematic because you're giving it the shame kli, you're causing it to be turned into a kli for the first time. However, if it was already created as a, already folded up and already became a ball, and then the air came out, you want to put in new air, there yesh lozen. Is that considered new muchin? Is that new stuffing, or is that all air? Chana d'arasadu. All air is the same thing, in the same way that you might have put it, and it's no different than the first air than the second air, the second air than the first air. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, he goes lekula, and he says all air is really the same thing, and there's no problem to inflate it. Therefore, the second time lachar you're allowed to inflate it, and lachar you should even allow to use. If it's not a problem of the nechol, you should be allowed to pump up a balloon, pump up a ball on Shabbos, because even if the pump is a klish machle iser, which I don't know why it should be, nevertheless, it would be mutl tzarech over tzarech mekayim. However, the first time, like we said, would be aser. Now, not everybody agrees. The those that's all brought down from Rabbi Yashiv. He says that to pump up a mattress, a ball, a tire, that is looked like over the nechol, and therefore one should refrain from doing that on Shabbos. However, what's the story with regard to a balloon? This was asked by a number of people. Can you blow up a balloon? My kids love it when I blow up the balloon and I just let it go afterwards. And it goes flying around and shrieks and makes beautiful sounds and runs all over the house and blow it up again. And again and again, and then it goes flying around. Is that what to do on Shabbos? So I saw three possible problems that are brought with that. The first problem is, it's Chashash Shem Yikshur. The derech is with a balloon that you kosher it afterwards. The second issue was, maybe it's taking money. Because you have it's the first time that you blow up the balloon, it's much harder than the second time that you blow up the balloon. So therefore you're making it easier, you're stretching the balloon. The third problem possibly was over the dechol. Is another reason also? What was another reason? Ashmoz kol. L'chor, that's not oifen of Ashmoz kol, that's certainly not the you're not making any. It's hard to say that should be also off the Shmuel's call. Not any type of Shemini Sakin Klishir. I don't know if it passes the call. It's not kashur to any type of Klishir. But, what? What's that? Gurm is then. Could be that's Mukta, those that say that should be Mukta. Now, with regard to Shemini Yukshir Lachar, there's no Tan of Shemini Yukshir Lachar, the Pashtas is, because my whole oifen of using the balloon is an oifen that I'm not going to be kosher. If I'm going to be kosher, at the matzah level of the sarfa, we're not kosher that you're going to go ahead and eat it. You can't tell me that achshash, you're going to go ahead and be kosher it. If I'm kosher it, then I ruined my game. My whole purpose is not to be kosher it. How can you tell me that achshash, you're going to be kosher it? Then your achshash, you're going to go ahead and do it. Fuck it. I ruined it. I ruined it. If achshash, when you're playing Lego, maybe you're going to take a nail and you're going to bang it in. No, we're not kosher. Why not? We're not kosher? Because then you ruined your Lego. There's no tzad in the Velt Lacher. Al tzad al tikkun mana. I'm not sure where the makar for such a thing is bichlal. Where do we ever find such a thing that you made it easier the second time? It wasn't broken at all. There's nothing wrong with the balloon the first time. It's easier the second time than the first time. If you buy new socks and they're tight, and after the first time you put them on, it's easier to put them on the second time. There's a problem with tikkun mana because you stretched out your socks. Where's the chashash over here? Also, the dechol, I saw that Rabbi Yashiv says he's nice that it's not a problem with the dechol. So I wasn't sure exactly what the chashash should be, and therefore the chur should be mutter. Nevertheless, I did see that the Shimon Levi says that the minig of the ilum is to be machmer, and I think many people are noig yisr, but I can't figure out exactly what the problem should be. I did see somebody else said that there's a chashash that maybe often it pops, and therefore it's zilzul and shavit. That also was a tzad that was brought up, which could be. but I didn't see any hechrich to say that such a thing should be also in Shabbos. Certainly, if your kid wants to do it, I don't see any reason to stop him. Sif Gimel, Matir Beis Tzaver, and we might stop here. We'll also make it stop here. Stop.